Council members of 9 major cities, San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York City, Seattle, St. Paul, Philadelphia, New Orleans, Boston, and Minneapolis, met online to urge a rent and mortgage moratorium on the first day of the month, when those payments are usually due. Los Angeles Councilmember Mike Bonin stresses the country is only at the beginning of an economic crisis created by the COVID-19 pandemic.
We are in the very early stages right now of what is going to be unprecedented social and economic trauma. And this crisis has drawn into stark relief the profound income inequality and economic vulnerability and housing instability. And this crisis is making all of those problems worse. I have never heard from so many people scared, anxious, in distress about their families and their future.
More than 80% of Americans have been ordered to stay at home because of the coronavirus outbreak. Many states across the country have issued or are close to issuing eviction moratoriums, including California and New York. But New York City Councilmember Brad Lander says that is not enough.
The governor did put an eviction 90-day eviction moratorium in place, and he has said, oh, that's fine. But it's not fine if the rent continues to be due and owing, and all it means is that in a couple of months, the set of people that are now on that food pantry line are going to be facing eviction as this health crisis continues to go on.
San Francisco supervisors Matt Haney and Hillary Ronan were among the elected officials demanding action from state and federal governments. Housing advocates are also calling on California Governor Gavin Newsom to take action. And they're targeting Veritas Investment, the largest landlord in San Francisco, asking it to cancel rent for the duration of the COVID-19 crisis. Maria Zamudio of the Housing Rights Committee of San Francisco says large corporate landlords have the power to alleviate the aftermath of this crisis.
There are also a lot of large landlords, like Veritas, for example, who actually have deep pockets. And so for large corporate landlords like Veritas, we ask them to say, hey, take a little bit of a loss on your bottom line to make sure that we don't have thousands of tenants in San Francisco being impacted. So I think for small property owners, small landlords, we say, hey, come on our side. We have a joint demand, cancel rents, cancel mortgages. And for large corporate actors, we say, take responsibility, pay your fair share. This is an opportunity for you to step up and do right by community members.
Veritas Investment announced it would suspend coronavirus-related evictions last month. But the Housing Rights Committee of San Francisco, along with Veritas tenants and union members, are demanding the company take further action. They have sent a letter to Veritas and a petition with 1,125 signatures, so far with no answer. California's population is 45% tenants, whereas San Francisco renters make up 65% of the population. I'm Luana Muniz reporting for KPFA.